From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres. Local farmer Nathan Pegg from Homestead Orchards joined Dan Pollard on Tractor Talk to share what his spring looks like on the farm.
We are in full maple production here at the farm. When we tap our trees, we're after the sap that's in the trees itself. For it to flow, we need negative temperatures at night, you know, -2 or -3 kind of thing. And we like to have, you know, +2 or +3 during the day. That is ample time for sap flow.
Homestead Orchard is set to host pop-up Easter events from April 2nd to 4th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., with a chance to visit their sugar shack and see maple syrup being made. The town of Georgina has launched an online portal allowing residents and property owners to apply for up to 4 parking passes per household and receive them immediately. Passes must be displayed on the front dashboard while parked in designated areas, including seasonal beach and park locations. Residents can sign up through the town's permitting system, with support available through Service Georgina for any issues or questions. Aurora Mayor Tom Marakis claimed the highest expenses among York Region Council members in 2025, totaling $24,387, more than double that of any other councillor. He said the costs were related to his duties with the Association of Municipalities of Ontario and the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative. Overall, York Region's council expenses totaled $2.13 million in 2025, up from $1.9 million in 2024. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres.